Here we go. Here we go.
Everything is possible.
Fireworks, baby.
I'm feeling good. You feeling good? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We could meet our husband.
Oh, it looks like we got some niggas in the crowd this time, y'all.
This is crazy. So. Crazy. Right.
Fellas.
Hey. Hey.
What's up?
Okay, all right.
I'm Vanessa Lachey.
And I'm Nick Lachey.
And welcome to Love is Blind.
I'm curious, why did you guys come here?
I find myself easily distracted with work, my phone, and this is...
Oh, yeah, this is definitely Seattle. That's right.
It's just the perfect opportunity to set that aside.
Oh, yeah, we got some niggas.
Focused.
Go, baby. Yeah.
Your body, your looks, like, even your career. Literally everything in life is fleeting except the relationship you have with your life partner.
Nope, that can be fleeting, too.
This whole idea of swiping left to right over four pictures, and you might call me old-fashioned or whatnot, but... That's not me.
I've been in long-term relationships that I've never truly felt like in my soul, like, yes, this is the person for me.
Yeah, translation, I was fucking other dudes.
I want to have that feeling walking out of here.
He's here. I just have to find him.
You finally have the chance to fall in love with somebody based solely on who you are on the inside.
And ultimately, when you fall in love and find somebody you want to spend the rest of your life with, you'll get engaged.
Then you will see your fiance for the very
Amber,
first
33,
time.
Flight attendant.
And in just 4 weeks, you will be at your wedding. You have to make the most important decision of your life. Will you get married? Will you spend the rest of your life as husband and wife? Or in that moment, will you walk away from each other forever?
Is love truly blind?
We.
Nope.
We. Certainly hope that you guys prove it is.
The pods are officially open.
Good luck, guys.
Here we go. By the way, guys, one of the panelists on the Atlanta podcast said, oh, no, I don't like Shake. I took her to task on that. Stay tuned.
Put the fruit snacks down, man.
Oh, my gosh, ladies. Bye.
Oh, shit. Look at that. Oh, okay.
All dating right. On dating apps, it is so easy to find a boyfriend.
Walk through doors with confidence. Click, click, always make it.
Yeah, Chelsea, you know what? I'm getting Knight Rider vibes. I don't know. Call me crazy. I'm getting Knight Rider vibes from Chelsea. Chelsea looks like she might be.
They're like, oh, let me have sex with you. I'm so sick of that. My parents were-
yeah, translation. There it is. Yeah, let me have sex with you. I'm so sick of that. Do you see how she said that? As if it's the guys that want to fuck, but not her. But you fuck, though. Am I wrong?
Yep.
Like, why don't you just go meet a guy at a bar? Who does that anymore?
What's your name?
Chelsea.
I'm Kwame.
Cool name.
Thank you.
Uh-oh! Here we go. He said, my name's Kwame. She said, cool name. She didn't even flinch.
Born on Saturday. And
I love
you know,
it. I love it.
I think Saturday is the best day of the week.
Agreed.
So, hey, Chelsea, tell me what makes you happy.
Yeah, she fucks niggas, y'all. Dude, I'm telling you, man, I caught them vibes. I caught those motherfucking vibes, y'all. I knew it. She says, my name's Kwame. Ain't no white boys out here named Kwame. She said, all right, bet. Cool name.
Bringing joy and fulfillment to other people.
Okay.
Growing, learning.
I can dig that.
Shoes make me happy.
Yeah, you're a woman.
Do you want to guess how many shoes I brought?
I'm going to say 13.
No.
How many?
34.
21.
21! Oh. I like you. You're stylish.
What do you do?
I used to play soccer for a living.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Professional soccer player on her hand?
Unfortunately, a career-ending injury brought me back to the States.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sure people don't give you enough, like, credit for, like, how hard transitioning is.
Chelsea, when I...
Nah, I don't think she looks like Nikki Glaser. She's tall and lanky, but Nikki Glaser looks better than Chelsea. Nikki Glaser is still hot, man.
Say, I don't know if I'll ever get over it. I don't really know if I'll ever get over it. I just started a new job as the head of business development for a software company. I love my job now. It's providing.
Yeah, you know something? It's interesting. So she's 30, I think they said. She looks old for her age. And when you look old for your age, that means you're probably a binge drinker.
Me a life.
Or you have a relationship with alcohol.
That I'm very happy about. It's providing me opportunities and I'm getting to work with incredible people.
Good.
I appreciate you asking that question and for hearing me out. And I don't get to talk about it often.
I want to hug you.
Most important things to me and a partner are empathy and
she
compassion.
She fucks niggas, y'all.
I went through a lot of my life
I'm
not
trying to
knowing,
tell you.
Like, where I stood. I think I'm a really good person. And I couldn't pick up my girlfriend to go to prom because I'm black. So I always feel this need to impress.
Oh, he fucks white girls. Okay, all right. So he fucks white girls. Listen, all niggas fuck white girls. I mean, let's just keep it real.
I like have to immediately bring up, hey, like,
I'm black.
I'm really successful and I have my master's degree. Like, we are so blessed in this situation where we don't put all of our cards out due to what someone looks like. And that feels really good.
Oh, it doesn't matter, man.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Here.
Oh my gosh, look at you. You got all the sweet nothings.
I'm here to bring the energy. And you're here to bring a little bit of smile to my face.
We got
to
get, look, check it. Look. We know these bitches are Knight Riders when he tells them his name and they don't even flinch. Watch.
Oh my God.
What's your name?
My name is Micah. What's yours?
Wow, Micah. I love that. My name is Kwame.
Kwame.
Yes.
I love it.
I actually was going to use the...
Uh-huh. I'm trying to tell you. Yo, I'm going to tell you what, y'all. We got We got the Knight Rider edition. We got the right nighter edition. Dre Raven says, I want to hug you with my labia. Yeah, exactly.
The name Alex instead.
Because really?
I feel like Kwame just like puts me in this very specific area.
I'm really happy that you.
Translation. Kwame's a black name.
Is your name? I feel like it just kind of speaks to like core values. That's definitely so important. Like, cause for me, I think I feed really hard off like people's energy. I would kind of maybe consider myself like an empath. So it's like important to surround myself with like really genuine people.
Yo, I'm telling you, when you have like a good mindset and you just like you're optimistic.
It's what you manifest.
Happen.
Like you yes. attract it.
Yes, it's crazy. Manifestation is such a real thing to me.
Oh no! Oh no, Kwame. Kwame, 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 Kwame. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. So either Kwame is just running, you know, HBCU game here, or he really believes in manifestation.
Real thing. I'm so passionate about that. Like, law of attraction is, like, huge.
It's huge.
It's huge. I believe it. Like, this is, like, in my...
It's huge. That's what she said.
Future, it's gonna happen.
Micah is amazing. I can feel her energy from behind the wall. Micah is my number one. Yes.
I won't lie, I definitely have like a crush on of the wall right now. I love talking to Kwame.
She bugs
we really
niggas,
have like a similar outlook on life.
Hey, man.
I'm excited to kind of see, you know, how our paths align.
Just a wink. Micah looks good, though. She looks good, but she looks a little older than 26.
I think what makes me nervous is having to really rely on what's internal. Yeah, no one likes my insides when I'm pissed. Like, what the hell? Damn it, it all makes sense.
Oh, yeah, she definitely fucks
Micah.
Yes, I'm Paul. Nice to meet you.
That's my dad's name.
Oh, my dad's name, too.
So you're like Paul Jr.?
No, because my grandfather is also Paul.
So what does that
Paul
make you?
Third.
Paul the third?
I guess so, technically. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Typical West Coast Seattle boy. Paul Jr., Paul the third. Upspeak.
So I'm an environmental scientist.
That's so cool. What's your...
Translation, you're boring.
Your favorite place that you've been?
Probably Italy.
My favorite place in the world is Positano.
Okay, listen, when we get married, that's reason for us to go back. How's that?
All right. pretty blonde, been all over the world. Uh-huh.
Now that sounds like a perfect idea.
You have such a sultry voice, it's like actually hard to pay attention. Your voice just kind of like, I don't know, tickles my brain. It's weird. As a scientist and a more analytical person, I expected to see flaws and holes in the experiment, and it's surprisingly sound. It's as if placing a boundary in between people has actually removed a boundary.
So he's a good-looking dude. He actually kind of looks... He's a good-looking dude, environmental scientist. But we'll find out what his game level is like.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, my name is Paul. What's yours?
I'm Paul. I'm Amber.
Amber.
33. So Paul is 28. Amber's 33. And she's a flight attendant? Oh, yes. You better believe it.
I like that. It's like the stone. I love rocks.
It is. That's where I got it.
Ooh.
My dad is into the gemstones.
Oh, nice. Me too. All right. Well, what's your name? How old are you?
Well, my name's Amber.
Oh, yeah. I already asked that.
That's okay. Where are you from?
I am from New Orleans, Louisiana.
You're from New Orleans?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop. Sorry. God, I could even.
Yeah, Level Up Man says this dude is dollar store Cole. Yeah. Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, he is all day.
Those are going to be at our wedding, so just be ready. So what do you do?
I'm a flight attendant.
I love that.
Like to travel?
I love traveling. I used to live down in Sydney, Australia. So I went through like Southeast Asia, like down in New Zealand. And I used to live down in the Bahamas for a while.
Oh,
I'm an environmental scientist.
This guy is fascinating. Okay.
So I was doing biological oceanography. I was studying sharks down there.
Okay, you are quite the adventurer.
My family thinks I'm crazy. But I'm absolutely in love with Italy. I love it so much.
Oh my God. Okay, that's the next place I'm going.
Really? Can I come?
Sure.
Amber is up.
That's what she said.
A flight attendant? That's pretty obvious, I think, to me, the connection there.
Come on, honey, let's go.
Nice. Whoa, slow down.
Oh, why am I saying...
Yeah, Jay Blaze says, all Ambers are hoes. Man, you are not lying.
Oh.
I've never met an Amber that wasn't a hoe.
I ask myself this every day.
There.
Come on, honey, let's go.
Nice.
Oh, God. Oh, why am I single?
Because you're a hoe, sweet cheeks. Because you're a hoe. Here's another slut tell. She has tan lines.
I ask myself this.
There it is. And you can tell she has good genetics, because you can tell she doesn't work out, but she still has a decent body. But trust me, it gets really, really tough to stay looking like that on the other side of 30.
Every day. Modern dating is exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just because you're picking people based...
She's got nice legs.
...what they look like, and that's just such a small fraction of, like, what makes a person.
That's,
you know,
ridiculous.
My looks should be the least... Modern dating is exhausting.
Yeah, she's got nice legs. She's got nice legs, but they're not toned. And she's got the hourglass figure... She's got the hourglass figure. I'm a little suspicious of the hourglass figure.
You know, just because you're picking people based on what they look like, and that's just such a small fraction of, like, what makes a person.
Yeah, because I'm sure all the guys that you have banged are unattractive. Like, dude, women always talk about this. Oh, looks shouldn't matter. But they do, sweet cheeks.
You know, my looks should be the least interesting thing about me. Have you thought about what you would do for your dream wedding? Like, have you ever thought about, like, a wedding stuff?
No.
Molly, 31.
Oh.
She's a marriage therapist? Oh, my God.
Have you thought about those things?
Yeah, I've been married before, so I...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I've been married twice.
Wait, really?
Oh, wow. Amber's been married twice. Oh boy. 33-year-old flight attendant who's been married twice. Gee, I wonder what happened in those relationships.
Yeah. A lot of people are pretty shocked that, like, oh, you've been married twice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just so not appreciated, and I don't ever want to get to that point again. You know, I don't.
Not appreciated. Translation. I was fucking dudes I was working with, traveled with, and traveled to. I was just not appreciated. Guys, again, girls always, always blame their men, blame the men for ending their relationship. And they all use the same excuses. I just didn't feel appreciated. Yeah, okay. I'm sure you didn't.
I don't want to have to burn myself out loving somebody, just getting scraps in return. I don't want a repeat of that. So
stop.
I put time and effort into thinking about what I want for the future, and I'm just so ready.
Sure you are.
Let's go, let's go.
Oh, hello, yo, hello. We got some brothers.
Hey.
This is JP.
I'm JB, Jackie B, Jacquelina.
Okay.
I'm definitely like a kid in the candy store. There's so many options. Oh. There's so many choices.
Oh my God, we got niggas everywhere. Yo, niggas everywhere. Yo, this is what's up. This is what's up. I'm going to rewind it because I'm going to need to see these ages.
Into thinking about what I want for the future, and I'm just so ready.
Let's go, let's go. Hello, hello.
Hey.
This is JP.
I'm JB, Jackie B, Jacquelina.
Okay.
I'm definitely like...
Okay, so she's 26. Okay, all right. Okay, finally, we've got some girls in their 20s. We've got some girls in their 20s.
A kid in the candy store. There's so many options and there's so many choices. So tell me one interesting fact.
And see, guys that are 26, they don't know their value yet.
Fact about you.
I love to cook.
I like to bake. Love that.
You get 5 stars from me.
Mwah! You just don't know what flavor you're gonna get until you get in there and you're just like, ooh, I like this. Or, ooh, that flavor's a little too strong, or that flavor's too bland for me. Like, ew.
I'll get bloody noses out of nowhere. I've gotten one when I was making out with a girl once, and I got blood.
Oh, Chris. Chris, what are we doing?
Blood on her face.
Oh, what the hell, no.
I like wearing leopard print.
You like wearing what?
Leopard print. You still?
These guys are fucking weirdos.
Okay.
I do my thing. I'm a stripper.
Oh my God, ew, I hate that.
I go by the Zach Attack.
Oh
my God, the Zach Attack. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
So I grew up in Alaska.
Have you ever murdered anybody?
Murdered anyone? I have not murdered anyone.
Okay.
What
yet.
The fuck?
Automatically, like a no thank you. So what do you do?
I'm a stripper.
Oh, stop it.
I'm a criminal defense lawyer.
Oh, that's funny. He said I'm a stripper, but he's really a criminal defense attorney. Uh-oh, here we go.
Wow. I grew up in Alaska, so I'm a fisherwoman.
Wow.
Are you Japanese? Korean?
No.
Chinese? Are you short?
What? Oh, here we is. Here we is. Here we are. This is it. This is our guy. Gentlemen, you are looking at Shake 2.0. Here
in
we
Alaska,
go.
So I'm here a fisherwoman.
Wow.
Are you Japanese?
Yes. Yes.
Korean?
No.
Yes. This is Shake 2.0, baby.
Chinese?
Keep guessing.
Are you short?
Ah.
Let me guess. 5'1". 4'11".
This
I have like 14 other guys here.
Oh, my
God. My match has to be here.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
This bitch looks pregnant.
I'm Tiffany.
My name is Brett.
Are we still making Tiffany's? Like, I haven't heard the name Tiffany since I was, what, in grade school?
Into this experiment, I was nervous because I had doubts.
Tiffany is 36. 36 years old, y'all. Ay, 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 ay. 36 years old. Dude, like, these bitches are... Dude, this bitch is way past her prime.
Being my age and not finding a person yet in this experiment, I don't have to like sift through the BS. Are they looking for a relationship? Are they looking to get married?
These are the questions you should have been asking 15 years ago, Tiffany. Instead of fucking every nigga with a smile.
Guys are actually looking for what I'm looking for. And that is a good feeling. I've dated a lot of different...
She said feeling. That is a good feeling. That is a little see-through, isn't it? Isn't that a little see-through? Hold up now. Hold up.
I'm going to get married. These guys are actually looking for what I'm looking for. And that is a good feeling.
Feeling. Oh, yeah. Cloak the hood red in me. Mm-hmm. Watch, man. We about to. Listen, she's going to reveal her hood rat tendencies. You wait. You watch.
I've dated a lot of different guys.
Translation, I fucked a lot of guys.
My longest relationship was only 2.5 years.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Ay, ay, ay. 36. Longest relationship, 2.5 years. Black woman who looks like she might be pregnant.
That was about 10 years ago.
You know, honestly, oh. My longest relationship was 2 years, and that was about 10 okay. years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There are some girls that just know that they want.
Dude, Brett is way out of Tiffany's league. Like, it's not, like, this isn't even close, y'all. Brett is way out of Tiffany's league, man.
To be married, and for me, I've always told myself, like, I want to find my soulmate.
Honestly, coming into this experience,
here we go, this soulmate nonsense.
I want a partner. I want an equal. Like, I do want to have a family one day. I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose.
This experiment has created an environment where if you kind of remove the guessing game of, oh, what are you?
Oh, here we go. So finally, a guy in his mid-30s with some value.
Looking for? Are you looking for something serious? Are you looking for something casual? I'm looking for a partner, and Tiffany is at the top of my list.
Oh, my God.
Boys, that was a great way to end one. Let's go!
Don't say the names because I don't want to.
I won't. I'm not sure.
No, not yet, because I don't want to have any biases yet.
Amber's cool.
Yeah, Amber's cool. Cool. Micah.
Micah's my number one.
Yeah, Micah's my number one, too.
Yeah, let's just put it into that.
Yeah, Micah's everybody's goddamn number one. It's funny how it's almost like they know what the hell she looks like.
Damn.
Micah's my number one, yeah. I'm gunning for that, brother.
I feel like I made a whole bunch of stars, but I felt like it was all because of people's, like, energy.
How did you find out so much information?
I don't know. I was like,
you do.
You ask, maybe?
I was like digging with a shovel. That's a lot of dating. That's probably the most.
Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? Oh, boy, oh, boy. Come on, y'all. Y'all already know. Y'all already know she fucks niggas. You already know.
Most dating I ever did in my life.
It was so fun. I loved it.
I like JP. JP and I were from the same town, and I'm really feeling Marshall. I think Marshall is so smooth, and my other connection is with Josh. We just saw eye to eye, so those are my boyfriends.
Oh, Jesus. All of them. Dude, this bitch is a super hoe. Everything
is going my Zach said there's a big python in the...
Oh, she's got a nice ass, too. Damn, look at her ass.
Aisle way, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm leaving you in there and I'm going to the cockpit.
Wait, he told me that too. You know what? I feel like he's trying to test us. I liked him too. I was like, I'm into this. Keep going.
I'm surprised.
They're... They even pictured like what's Whoops. About to happen in a few more days. In Sorry. A few more
Sorry about that, guys.
Days, there's about to be some broken hearts.
Cheers to love. Ready? Yeah.
All right, hash browns up.
Buff ass dudes in the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
That tastes like restaurant.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hi, honey. Good morning.
Oh, so old boy really can't cook. All right.
Isn't it weird that only the tops of bagels, only eat the top?
The confidence is so attractive.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, the guy that I connected with, I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Jacquelina says Raven 2.0. You might be right. I mean, she looks similar. She's light skinned. She's got the hair and the hoops. Ah, Jay Blaze is Mallory 2.0. So, you know what? I think that she's sort of a hybrid between Raven and Mallory. I think we'll call her Mallory Raven because she reminds me of both Raven and Mallory.
How you look like. Like, I don't care to look or be like, oh, is he cute? I'm like, your energy that I'm feeling.
Stop the cap.
Come on, man. It doesn't make you a bad person to value the way somebody looks. Fuck out of here.
Ain't good for you. Is like something, you know?
Yeah, this is Mallow Raven. This is Mallow Raven. It's a cross between Mallory and Raven's hair. It's a cross between they have about the same skin complexion. She's got the ass like Raven. She fucks niggas like Mallory. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Cheers to that.
So I think I'm a bombshell. But when I was younger, I had really, really bad acne. Like, really, really bad acne. And I was so, so insecure about it. And I would...
This bitch is 25? Damn, she looks old.
Always be like, oh my gosh, like guys are not going to want to date me because I have really bad acne. It's always something I thought about. And the acne scars that I still have. But I realized that I wouldn't want to be with someone because they thought less of me in that way. And I feel really confident.
Well, that's why God created makeup. And it looks like she might have got a boob job.
And that my long hair doesn't make me me. My eyes don't make me me. Like my skin doesn't make me me.
Your tits do.
Are you ready for my heart change?
My looks will change. My style will change. My hair will change. But who I am on the inside matters the most. My heart
changed, rising. Who is it? Who do we got?
Irina.
I knew it was you.
Who was this?
Zach.
Everyone just had such strong opinions about you. And so with you and your crazy stories.
Irina, let me tell you something, because I really like you.
This is funny. Zach is kind of mysterious. Like the Zach attack, I'm a stripper, defense attorney.
Already.
So yesterday, like, you know, I was joking with all these girls, you know, about things like being a stripper. And as I was doing it, like, I was realizing, like, okay, I have 9 days to pick a wife. And that means if I want to take this seriously, that I'm actually going to have to be vulnerable.
Oh,
I'm
going
to have
God.
To confront demons that.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Not...
What are you so scared of?
So my mother was a single mom. I moved from place to place throughout most of my childhood.
There you go.
And my mother was a stripper.
Wow.
And she did that to make sure that I had food.
Wow.
Mom's- like I can remember being a kid, going through the drive-thru and my mom not having enough money to buy me a meal and
wow.
her breaking down into tears. And she was an amazing woman. And she died. After my mom died, I've been on autopilot. I just like did what I needed to do to pass the bar, get through law school, made a lot of money for my firm, and I was slowly dying inside.
All right, so now that he's given this woman all of this information, and we know what women like to do, right? We know what women like to do. They like to exploit your weakness. I suppose this would have come up anyway, but now we know why Zach has issues.
And if I wanted to even do honor to my mother's memory and what she wanted for me, I couldn't keep just playing it safe. I don't want it to be about making money. I really don't care about that.
Like none of that shit matters.
I want my life to be about serving other people. And that's why I came here, honestly. I wanted a wife, kids, and a family. And I want to be with someone who shares that view.
I moved here from Russia when I was
really
yeah. I was like 3 or 4, like even
so
though we had like no money, my parents did everything in their power to like give us all the memories. There were so many Christmases where there was nothing under the tree and it was such a normal thing.
Okay, so it looks like these two are going to bond over their upbringing. And when you come from humble beginnings, you do tend to identify with not just women, but with other people who came from humble beginnings. So,
but my parents wanted a better life for us than they had. My dad always told me, like, I want you to be able to have your own opportunities, like that you wouldn't be able to have in Russia. And so, like, I don't want to take anything for granted.
You have a very powerful presence.
It's flattering. I feel like you can feel like connection and energy.
I like that. I've had people in the past that I was in love with and their family. Their family judged me.
Why?
Because of how I was raised. And so I want to marry someone who's marrying me because they love who I am as a person.
I don't understand. That's a little... I don't know. Why would why would people judge you because of the way you were raised? Right? I don't know. You and
I, we could drive. I really, 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 really like Zach. And I'm thinking a lot about this. Like, I've never met a guy like him in my life. And something about him intrigues me so, so, so much.
She's waiting to pull the fat.
I think the hard part will come with multiple girls dating the same guy.
Uh-huh.
I'll come for your neck. Just kidding. Just kidding.
No, she's not. She ain't kidding.
Say, that sounds so bad.
E-Dub 444 is in the house.
Cheers. We're
getting
just,
loose
okay.
in the
Cheers.
Pods. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're trying to sabotage my love life?
Me?
Just kidding.
What?
Why?
You could never.
I will never do anything on purpose to
her name is Bliss?
For you. I promise you
You're
that,
so
okay?
Sweet.
Like, it's never going to be anything on purpose.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Do you hear this? She keeps qualifying it. Listen to this. Listen.
Cheers. We're just
getting
okay.
loose in
Cheers.
The pods. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're trying to sabotage my love life?
Me?
Just kidding.
What?
Oh, boy. So she's, like, passive-aggressive. Oh my God, LeBron James is a LeBron James Jr. is a Skywalker.
Why? You could never.
I will never do anything on purpose to hurt you.
On purpose. She keeps saying it.
I promise you
You're
that,
so
okay?
Sweet.
Like, it's never gonna be anything on purpose.
On purpose. Translation, I'm going to hurt you, and I'm going to say, well, I didn't hurt you on purpose. That's how she's qualifying it.
Oh my God, you would never. I would never think that.
No.
Yeah, man. Oh yeah, it's about to be a love triangle.
Do you get nervous, like, coming in here? Like, who's it gonna be?
I do.
I think it's Zach.
You got it right.
Do you know who I am?
Bliss.
Yeah.
Oh,
so far,
boy. Mm-hmm.
Just being 100% transparent.
Bliss.
You are a 10 on the intellect.
Thank you. I have a good brain.
I like it.
I honestly think.
Do you give good brain?
That tops all the compliments I've received ever. Yeah. My mom is a teacher. I come from a big line of teachers. My sister's a teacher, my grandma, my aunt.
And you became a biologist.
Well,
oh, wow.
I studied biology in school, but I'm in cybersecurity now.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
You
wow.
didn't?
Okay.
No,
so
I thought
smart.
You were.
Did I not tell you that?
You told me you were a fisherwoman.
A fisherwoman, yes. And I studied biology in school, and I totally switched my career.
So let's have some fun.
Is you never told me what your favorite song or singer or band was.
Oh, boy.
My favorite song is I Hope You Dance by Leanne Wombat.
Really?
God, yeah, have you heard it?
Absolutely. That's my mom's song for me.
That's going to be my first dance song to whoever I marry.
Wow. Oh, boy.
I'm
oh,
sorry.
Boy.
I'm already a little bit crying. That's crazy. Go ahead. And I'm listening. I'm sorry.
When I was 16, my mother, she dedicated that song to me. She made me sit down and listen to it. And so I actually memorized it.
So Zach appears to be running. I don't know what kind of game this is. I think he's just being honest, but he better be really, 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 really careful about divulging. See, this is why you don't divulge this kind of information too early with a woman, because you don't know that you can trust her yet. Listen, man, at some point, if you're with a woman long enough, she's going to find out what makes you tick. She's going to know what your strengths are. She's going to know what your weaknesses are. She's going to know all that stuff. Because, if you're with a woman long enough, eventually that stuff is going to come up. That's just how it works. But you should never just volunteer this kind of information. You just shouldn't do it.
You can sing it from memory.
I can sing it too.
What?
You can sing.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go. They're about to sing together.
Help You Dance from memory.
That's my mom's song for me. How could I not?
Bliss, how weird is that?
My mom, I want her to have a dance with me at my wedding because she
is my rock, you know, and like I want to honor her as much as I honor my dad.
What happened to Dad?
Sorry, I'm crying.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh boy.
I don't know.
I think I'm falling in love.
My heart is racing.
Boy, wow. A magnet for serendipity.
That's a good affirmation. Have sweet dreams.
You too.
Oh boy. She's a flirty bitch, ain't she?
What the fuck?
I need a hug. Can someone hug me?
Why? Are you happy?
Like, yeah, it's like my heart is racing.
Dude, you're not gonna believe this shit.
Or maybe this is your person.
Yeah. Like a crazy, mind-blowing way.
Uh-oh.
I just love that we're all like very different characters.
There's the scumbag. There he is.
One, two, three.
We have Chef Jackie.
How do you feel about like PDA and stuff?
I literally will have sex with my wife in public. Yeah, I'm down if you're down.
The experiment starts by...
Yo, there it is. I'm telling you. Well, hold on. What's this dude's name? This is my guy right here. This is my boy right here, man. He's laid back. Yeah.
One, two, three.
We have Chef Jackie.
How do you feel about like PDA and stuff?
I literally...
She said PDA.
I will have sex with my wife in public.
Oh, yeah. This guy's a douchebag. He's got leopard print pants, leopard print. He's got leopard print shirt, leopard print shoes.
Yeah, I'm down if you're down.
The experiment starts by...
All right. So this is like, you know what? This guy's like a cross between Shake and Shane.
Dating a ton of different people that you never would have normally spoken to. When you're in the pods, you can play games together.
I made it.
Oh, you got that.
You can draw together. You can listen to music.
I freaking love this song.
Love is the answer.
We're here 24 hours a day, spending all of our time focusing on finding love.
Ooh, I don't like this.
Ew. Do it, you love me.
Oh, I did. But... Oh, it's getting gooey over here.
This is true love.
I think people are starting to develop really deep connections with people, and I have two connections that I'm really excited about, Kwame and Paul.
I really want to, like, lift you up.
Spin me around.
No, so, just...
Damn.
Suplex you.
Throw you into the pavement.
Yeah. Drop an elbow. No, I want to pick you up and...
He's like, drop an elbow. Yeah, totally.
Have you put your legs around me and and just kind of, you know, make out.
Fuck! Just say it! I want to fuck you!
Well, that sounds so nice.
It does sound nice.
Paul literally popped out of nowhere. I remember, you know, when we first started talking, I would always be like, oh, great, it's you over there, Paul. Like, kind of giving him a hard time. But now he's a person that I, like, look forward to, like, being on the other side. I just don't know how it happened.
What do you think our life would look like if we got married?
Do I need to say that in one word, or can I give you a couple sentences?
A couple sentences.
Cool. I'm going to start with one word first, and I'll lead to that.
Okay.
Fireworks.
Oh, God.
I think there's just going to be an overwhelming amount of joy. Joy, love, and support.
Mm-hmm.
Security.
That's security.
Yes.
You give me that over anyone I've ever met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Like, I know you so well.
Uh-oh, we got the white girl choosing between the white boy and the nigga.
Oh, I don't even have an idea of, like, what you're like to, like, hug. Like,
I know.
But when I'm with Kwame, he validates my feelings. He calms me. Like, I hear his deep voice, and it, like, brings me back, like, down to earth. He is so, like, high caliber. And such a great person, and I feel like I've never given, like, the nice guy, like, a chance, you know? And
translation. I've been fucking bad boys. At least she's only 26, y'all. At least she's only 26, but she probably still has an exorbitant body count. Of that, I'm certain.
I feel like I'm finally in the position where, you know, the nice guy's right in front of me, and I'm actually going for it. They're just really different, and I literally have no idea what I'm doing.
Hi, hello.
The white boy and hello. The nigga.
I really hope this is Brett.
This is Brett.
Yes.
And I know this is Tiffany.
Yes.
How are you?
Excited to see you again. I actually got heels on today because I'm feeling sexy, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, what else are you wearing? I'm curious.
I'm wearing like a...
And nothing else?
Teal or emerald green dress.
Oh my God, her hair follicles are...
Woo. I'm wearing a shirt right now that I would consider the same color. Yeah, it's like a...
Oh my God, we're totally matching!
Teal, green, blue.
No fucking way.
Oh Jesus fucking Christ, girls are so goddamn stupid. Oh my God, we wore the same shirt. We're soulmates. Oh my God.
Yeah. Like that we wake up and put on the same colors. Like, oh my gosh, this experiment is working.
Yes, oh, right.
Crying out loud.
So one thing coming in here.
Are those chicken wings? Those look like chicken wings to me.
That I was thinking about is I kind of want to like hear your story.
Yeah. So where I work. Out of more than 1,000 people, I was the top recruiting and salesperson for 3 months straight. When it comes to...
He is not impressed. We don't care!
Doing something that people think a woman can't do. Mm. I'm the type of person that's like...
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We already see the masculine body language. Let's let her finish.
I'm going to show you. When it came to band, I was told that, hey, you know, your lips are perfect to play flute. And I saw flute as like this girly instrument and I really wanted to play drums. Mm-hmm. So who was going to be put on the drum line? I was.
Oh, my God. Look at her armpits. Oh, boy.
Oh flute is like this girly instrument, and I really wanted to play drums.
So she didn't want to play the girly instrument. So this, yep, she's a boss babe. She's a wannabe boss babe. She thinks that masculine traits are attractive to men.
Mm-hmm. So who was gonna be put on the drum line? I was.
Yeah, her hair follicles don't do her complexion any favor.
And so my senior year, we were the best freaking band in the nation.
Okay, so the best band in the nation, number one salesperson for 3 months. You can't verify that, sweetie. Yeah, Doc says, I wore heels because I'm feeling sexy today. Then take them off. Exactly.
The satisfaction that you get from people doubting you.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. Because I think I have a similar mentality. And maybe my sixth grade year, I just started to notice like my family situation just to start to like gradually decrease. Like one week our power was cut off, our water was cut off.
Damn.
We lived for like a week or two with candles. Friends still wanting to come over and me and my brother are like, no, like you can't come inside because we didn't want them to come in and see that. We literally don't have electricity. It kind of turned me into like a really quiet, super introverted kid. I didn't really have any friends in high school. Didn't really do anything other than draw.
Oh my God. Shohei Ohtani is going to make $65 million in 2023. $65 million for one season. That is a record. Jesus.
I started designing shoes for fun. I made an Instagram page and started posting my work up.
Uh-huh.
I got a DM. That DM led into a job opportunity. And then I was there for a year before a recruiter from Nike hit me up. Then in 3 years, I've gone from no footwear in the industry to a director at the biggest footwear company in the world.
Wow.
And I don't have a college degree. So,
congrats.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Devin called it. Her feet are nasty. Her feet are nasty. Y'all, her feet are nasty. Her arms are flabby. Dev says, I'm 46 and my arms aren't half that flabby. Exactly.
Boy, I've never met anybody like you.
Oh, this is not gonna be good.
You're an amazing person.
Dude, her hair follicles are just, they're just all dark. Yeah, the angels will still suck.
I don't think I would have dated somebody like Brett in the outside or real world. I probably would have judged Brett for not having a college degree, not going through this traditional career path.
I would have had this preconceived notion of who Brett was, but when you start to hear his story, he's not like all these other guys. He's different. At 36 years old, I thought I knew what I wanted. And that changed quickly in this experiment. I want to be my most authentic self around someone and they not judge me or me feeling like I have to change. I feel like I can be myself with him.
Merch.
Merch.
I have a really good feeling about the two of us.
I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Did you have your dates yet?
Yeah, I had two.
Oh.
One I couldn't wait to get out of. I feel bad saying that, but
second date good?
Second date was really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it that person you like?
Paul? Yeah. I just smile so much when I'm in there. So I'm like, oh, I definitely like, I'm getting,
oh
getting
boy.
Some kind of.
Oh boy. Nothing tips the balance in your favor like another woman liking you.
Feeling?
Oh my God. Look at you gushing. Like you have butterflies.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
It sounds so disappointed.
No, I'm not. I've been looking forward to talking to you. Obviously, I'm not gonna like try to further you in any other like connection, but how do you feel about Amber?
Ooh. Ooh. She came right out with it.
I think she's like a super, super great person, like with a lot of like really good character and like really good values. We have so many interests in common. Perspectives and all of that seem to kind of align.
It sounds like she's looking for something. Right? It sounds like she's looking for something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whatever.
Whoa!
You're only supposed to be talking to me.
Am I?
Duh.
Let's ask another question.
Would you want to know, like, this is so random, but would you want to know when you're going to die?
Yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah. No.
Because, like, imagine if it was, like, you're going to die in, like, 4 weeks.
You and I just wouldn't get out of bed for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Paul is horny. He's just horny. Yeah, we wouldn't get out of bed for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Do?
Yeah.
Is that how we'd spend the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, napping.
Just. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Paul's showing a little bit of game there.
Bad. Yeah. Pill bites.
Exactly. You know, normal stuff. Honestly, I kind of feel like the past 3 years for me have gone by so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a scary pace. Like, I'm like, Wow, what the fuck just happened? Like, I'm thinking I'm going to, like, really make an intentional effort to start living more just in general.
I like it.
I think Paul is out. Because here's the thing. I think if she decides to, I guess, marry Paul, I think she's going to get bored of him. I think Paul intrigues her, but I don't think he can keep her around. I just don't think he's exciting enough. I really don't.
I like it.
Being more present, for sure. It's kind of cheesy, but like.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like.
I feel like finding like beauty in like every day.
Oh my gosh.
And like little things, like romanticizing like my life.
Oh my gosh. We're like literally on the same page with that.
Ah.
So attracted to that. Jeez.
Confusing. Just between Kwame and Paul. With Kwame. I honestly feel like he could like bring out such a good side of me.
He's a good guy with good personality and good character.
Uh-oh.
Yo, no one's giving me nothing.
Uh-oh, she likes Kwame too.
Fucking soul, dude.
I did not expect the mental and emotional kind of turmoil that you experience when you're living with other girls that are dating who you're dating.
So how are you feeling about Kwame today?
I'm a single mom.
You feeling good, confident? Is he your only date today?
Yeah.
Do you see yourself with him outside of this?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I don't know if I really want to talk about it, though.
Why?
I don't want to trust that girl over there.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
I think that you're his best match, and I hope that he's able to recognize that.
And Kwame talks to my heart, my head, and my vagina.
Oh, wow. Okay. My heart, my head, and my vagina. There we go. She definitely fucks niggas.
I'm Kwame, and I talk. It gets better. Hands down, tenfold, 100%. I think what's hard is that they can tell you all these things in this experiment, but you know that right after this date, he's dating someone else. He could be saying the same things to her.
Which makes him all the more attractive.
I actually really love the Calvin Klein, like, underwear for women.
Yes.
Walking around the house all day, just rocking those, biting my lip, thinking about how you look.
I agree. I totally fucking agree. But I'm not a Calvin Klein ladies' underwear. I like it when Devin wears, dude, she buys hot underwear. And it's weird because, like, some of her panties are just unbelievable. And they're not even thongs. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
When it comes to, you know, obviously the concept here of, like, love being blind is, like, yeah, we want to get to know each other, like, who we are on the inside.
Yes.
And what I hope that does is it nurtures what we see on the outside as well. It is wild when you're just, like, so connected with someone that you can't walk by them without thinking about how infatuated you are, you know? It's not just like, oh, I mean, the only reason...
Kwame is running airtight game. He is running airtight game. Like, Chelsea is... Dude, Chelsea wants this man in her guts.
The reason that I'm, like, I want to put my hands all over your bodies because, like, essentially, I feel like I have myself all over your soul.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Dude, girls love this kind of talk. Oh, yes. Girls love this kind of talk. This is chick crack. As you can see on her, as you can see in her body language, she's in love.
You know what I mean? So it's like having that connection.
So when you like to have sex, do you like the souls to like connect?
Oh my gosh, yes. If we're married, we're not having sex, we're making love.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
Nah, we fucking. Y'all. We fucking.
Yes, it is everything and more.
Oh, yeah. You can tell. Oh, yeah. Kwame knows his way around white girls. He knows his way around a white girl. He knows exactly what's up.
You know what I mean? It's not. Yeah.
Oh, and she's got the hoops.
It feels sacred.
Oh, my.
I want to have a very, you know, almost spiritual connection with my husband's body.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. That hit my soul.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness.
What is happening in here tonight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that serious, y'all. At least not for me. Like, guys, we don't care. You know what I'm saying? We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. But when you tell women, yes, our souls need to connect and blah, 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 they love that shit. They love to hear it. But guess what? They still want to get butt fucked with the boot on the back of their neck. Real shit.
Okay. Are we just ready?
Yeah. You better stop playing before I find my
bullshit.
Way to the other
I
side
just
of that
call
wall.
It. Let's just be done.
Like, can we just get at it right now?
Oh, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about marriage, but both could be cool.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to you right now. Like, I'm really feeling this. Like, it's like really getting me excited. It's like it's hitting.
Yeah, these two are going to hook up. I think these two are, yeah.
I love to hear it. Yeah, it's feeling good. I would say it's feeling very, 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 very good. I'm all about it.
Kwame. We could fly away.
Jay Blaze says, Kwame has a guaranteed side chick. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I want to be transparent with you. I do have a very, very...
Oh, here we go. He's talking to the other white girl.
A very strong connection with someone else. She tends to reassure me about how much she wants to be with me. And it's going in every direction that you would want it to go as a person who wants...
Did you hear what Kwame said? Did you hear what Kwame said? Guys, this is girl game. Listen.
I want to be transparent with you. I do have a very, very, very strong connection with someone else. She tends to reassure me about how much she wants to be with me.
There it is. There it is. There it is. I've already forgotten old girl's name. The white girl who looks like the other white girl. Right. The other white girl. Yes, the other white girl has made Kwame aware you're the guy. You're it. I like you. There's nobody else. I'm not going out on any other dates. It's you and only you. There's nothing more attractive to a man than a woman who makes it obvious that she likes him and only him. She's got... Guys, this is how it works. This is how it works. This is how it works. I remember there was one, this is why Shayna lost Shane. Shayna lost Shane because Shayna was playing games with Shane. Shane and Shayna were a pretty good match as far as I could see. But Shayna, I'm dating this guy and that guy, and I've got this other connection with Kyle. Right? But Shane had a better connection with Natalie. If Shayna had just told Shane, I like you, let's do this, they'd have been good. Yeah, her name is Chelsea. Thank you. Yep. Yep. So Micah, I mean, look, and here's the thing. Micah's got a strong connection with Paul too. And when guys figure out that you have a strong connection with another guy, that turns us off. Whereas when a girl knows you have a strong connection with another girl, that turns her on. It's got to be a balance, y'all.
And it's going
well
in every direction that you would want it to go as a person who wants to be cared for.
I like appreciate you sharing that with me. I feel like I didn't realize like how strong your connection was for the other person. And I'm just wondering how it's escalating so much. If you do feel sure about me, it's just hard to like imagine your other connection having such a great trajectory.
Translation, I'm not used to being rejected. Look, Micah's hot. She's attractive. She's not used to guys turning her down. But here Kwame is telling her, hey, look, not gonna lie, got another connection and it's strong. That hit Micah right in the vagina.
And, like, that's not to say that I want you to stop talking to people. Just to say it's, like, hard for me to understand, I guess.
Yeah. Again, it's hard for her to understand because girls are not used to being rejected, especially attractive women.
If I was to write down the perfect girl for me before I even showed up to this experiment...
It would be the other girl.
It would be you. So her ascension has kind of been a conundrum to me. I actually didn't think we would make it until like day 3. The one thing that just keeps popping up about her...
Is it that she validates you more than I do?
Yes. There we go. That's exactly it, Micah. That's exactly it. And it's not even validation. Men, we don't need women to validate us. We don't need a woman to validate us as people. We just don't. What Micah meant to say is because she makes it clear that she likes you and only you and I don't. And so now she's going to try to use maybe some indirect sign language here. Oh, because she validates you more than I do? Oh, so you need validation? You insecure? Has nothing to do with insecurity. I want to get with a woman who makes it clear she wants to get with me and only me. Girls are always juggling multiple dudes all the fucking time. Every time. No exceptions. This is just how they are. And so now here Kwame is. Hey, man. Hey. I got a connection with another bitch. And what's her first reaction? I just don't understand it.
And reciprocates feelings more vocally?
Yes.
Yeah.
Point blank period.
There it is. See? See that? This is funny. Micah is becoming more attracted now to Kwame. Kwame's just telling the truth. Kwame's just being honest. And to be honest, guys, that's really the best way to pass shit tests. Micah, this is a light shit test. That's what it is. He told her, I've got a great connection with this girl because she finishes well because she validates you and reciprocates feelings. And instead of Kwame being like, no, no, that's not what it is. He's like, yeah, point, yeah, mm-hmm, yep, yeah, actually, yes. That's why when girls say, well, the only reason why you're with Devin is because she's got great boobs and a nice ass. Yes. That's not the only reason, but it's a big reason. Yeah, appreciation is not validation, Belize Guitars. I totally agree. Totally agree.
Like, nothing good is, like, easy. When it yep. comes to something that's this big,
she gonna compete?
I hope that you decide to follow your heart, not the part of your brain that tells you to take what will feel good now.
So then I'll ask you straightforward then. Do you feel like we have something that would last and that would...
Woo!
That could stand the test?
Kwame is killing it. He's killing it. So now Micah says, I hope you follow your heart instead of picking a chick based on lust and attraction. Based on attraction. And she tried to, again, using the sign language, the feel good and the right here and the right now. Oh, you mean like you used to do, Micah? The pretty blonde girl who fucks niggas? Yeah, nice try.
Because I feel so strongly for you and I can picture our life so well, I can see a future with you. 100%, I can see a future with you.
You have me like walking on sunshine. You know?
I
Yes, sir! He put it right back on her. He said, all right, you want to do it like that? All right. How do you feel about me? How do you feel about me? Because Kwame understands that she's trying to throw shade on his connection. Right? So he was like, oh, look, absent all that you just said. Because I'm feeling it with Chelsea. Right? And you're giving me the sign language, the shaming language. Okay, I'm just going to turn it back to you. How do you feel? Because I'm not going to sever my connection with Chelsea just to make you feel better. Oop, just to make you feel better. No. If you want to keep this thing, if you want to keep this thing going, this needs to be reciprocated. So what's up? And she finally told him.
Definitely no.
See? Definitely now. Told you. You can't make this up. And now Kwame is in the enviable position of having two women to pick one, both of them white girls. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, of these two, I like Micah as the wife and Chelsea as the side chick. Then I can
believe. There's so much emotion in the balance right now, and it scares the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know.
Like, I feel like I'm so sure about you, you know?
Yeah.
Like.
He's testing her here. He says, I'm sure about you. Let's hear it.
I'm so sure about you. So, I mean, I'm telling you. I want to propose earlier. Are you okay?
My jaw like dropped to the ground. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I did not see this one coming. I did not see this one coming. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Obviously, I love to like hear that, and it makes me feel so good.
Here we go. See this? See this? You see this? So she poo-pooed. See, this is where Kwame fucked up. So he told her, hey, look, I've got a great connection here with Chelsea. Got a great connection with Chelsea. And he said, so what's up? She's like, well, I can see having you in my life for the rest of my life. Kwame is very good at putting you on the spot, but not in this way. So now that he's finally validated her, I want to propose early. She's going to be like, well, I appreciate that, but I still need to explore my options.
I want to know, like, why you feel like that.
I've just been smitten for a really long time. I say really long, fucking 6 days. Wow. Like,
feels like a long time.
Yeah. Everything that you want and everything that you are embodying, those things are like what I like always envisioned. I find myself just waiting all day.
She does not look excited at all.
Just to talk to you.
Does this look like a woman? Does this look like a woman who wants to marry this dude or date him, I guess?
I think the reason why I've been holding back is because the other person that I'm talking to has been like a slow burn. And it it's not even on our level at all. I mean, it's not comparable. And my fear would be later on, there's still what ifs because I didn't uncover every stone.
Here we go. Look at that.
And you don't deserve to not have like your person know without a shadow of a doubt.
Unbelievable. 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 There you go. There it is, guys. There it is. There it is. This is why you don't angle for the relationship first, gentlemen. You just saw the textbook argument for why you don't do this. Real talk. He came in, told her, I got a great connection. She poo-pooed that connection. Oh, la, 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 la. He's like, all right, if you don't think we have a connection, how do you feel? Well, I could see spending my life with you. So he says, okay, put your money where your mouth is. Prove it. Let's do this. Well, the other one has been a slow burn, and I would be doing you a disservice by not allowing you to explore. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Because I think that you're just like a really incredible person and you deserve everything.
This fucking guy. Unbelievable. Yeah,
this is really hard. It is not fair to you to tell you to cut any connection. Like, who am I to do that? Like, if I'm doing that now, in the preliminary stages of our relationship, who am I gonna be telling you to cut out of your life at any point, you know?
Oh boy, Kwame, don't back it out. Don't be scared now.
That's like such a great point, actually.
Yeah, but still not enough for you to take the ring. Stop it.
Like, I want this to stay between us, but like, I really am like falling for you. And like, I haven't said that to anyone else.
Yeah, we don't know yet. We don't know that.
Yeah.
So you better not go falling for anyone else.
Look at this. I'm falling for you, so you better not go falling for anyone else. He just offered you the ring. He just offered you the ring. So apparently, see, Micah is very good at rejecting a guy, but still keeping him on the hook. I've dealt with girls like this before. King Life says, best way to turn this around is to get Chelsea. Yep. Yep. Absolutely. I would absolutely, if I'm Kwame, yeah, you guys are right. If I'm Kwame, because we know Chelsea beyond the shadow of a doubt. We know Chelsea wants Kwame. We know Chelsea wants Kwame. So, look, man, if you want Kwame, if you want Chelsea, go get her. And there it is. Apollo says she's keeping her options open. Guys, this is exactly what cost Shayna Shane. It's what cost her that. So much so that after Kyle proposed to her, she went and shot her shot at Shane.
I'll beat your ass.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
What color is your reveal dress?
You can't know that. It has to be a surprise. It will surprise you, I think.
I'm super excited.
Excited about what?
He literally said, he's like, I want to ask if I can propose early.
Like out of nowhere?
Ooh.
This bitch just, oh boy. See? So Micah tells Kwame, this stays between us. And the first thing she does is she tells someone about it. Yeah, Micah can't be trusted, guys.
I'm sorry, I heard.
It sounds like it's a lot too fast.
She
like,
can't be trusted. And the reason why Micah's doing this, is to discourage Chelsea. The reason Micah's doing this is to let Chelsea know, hey, he wanted to propose to me. So then Chelsea will cut off her connection with Kwame, putting her in the power position.
He's trying to like pop the ring so no one else does.
Yeah.
I think you should slow down.
What do you think I'm going to do? Be like, yes. What day is it? Like, I gotta call.
See this? See? Oh, Micah's, she's letting her true colors show. She's letting her true colors show. What am I supposed to say? Yes, it's day six. I just played this guy.
He's basically like asking me like he really wants validation from me.
Validation.
But I'm like not willing to give it to him.
You have every right to take every day to know. You don't, what's the rush? What's the rush, babe?
See? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Didn't see this before. You guys notice the tattoo behind her ear? Oh, yes. Yes. We already know. Oh, boy.
He's trying to stake his claim.
That's how I feel.
He's not trying to stake his claim. He's trying to find a wife. Bitches are so stupid.
But that's not something you want to rush into.
No. You know? No. I'd rather leave here single than leave here in a rushed relationship.
Oh, my God.
Let's hear it right here.
Then what the hell is she doing there? Unbelievable.
Chelsea's telling him every day how much she's like all in.
See?
Like 10 out of 10, head over heels. And he's like, it's the only validation I'm getting because I'm not getting any from you.
Okay, so then.
Look at her laughing at the way she played him.
What?
What to do about Paul? I feel like I need to like make sure, like, why am I spending an effort on Paul if we can't get as deep as like this? Or I mean, Paul just went deep and that's good, fine.
You have been deep with Paul, though. Like, why did you all of a sudden want to pick Paul out of nowhere?
See, women like this fuck it up. This is where they fuck up. Micah's making a big fucking mistake playing Kwame and putting him on a string.
I mean, I definitely think I'm falling for him.
Like, in love?
No, for sure. Oh, like, and I'm not afraid to say that.
Yeah.
He's such a just... As much as he has going on for him, he's not one of these cocky dudes that I always run into. Like,
oh my God. That always run up in me.
How he got to be where he is now. Mm-hmm. I think that's what drives him day after day. I love how much he cares about his family, even though his family's not perfect. Nobody's family is perfect. I feel like I want to like pour into him.
Because you love even, him.
Yeah,
you're
it's weird.
In love with
yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
You want to be his
that's
person.
What it feels like. I do.
That's what love is.
Yeah.
It's getting real. It is getting real. Like I'm feeling really strong feelings for Tiffany, and it just it scares me.
Dude, Brett and Tiffany is going to be, dude, it is going to be a tire fire. Oh my God.
So you can't let that control you. Can't let that dictate your future. Feel strongly about someone? You gotta take that leap. Just hold them tight. Never let him go.
Oh my God,
love
here we go.
Hurts.
Listen to this guy. This guy is 26 trying to give this dude game.
Can't let that stop you from what you deserve. She's here. She's on the other side.
Oh my God, dude.
Take the leap, bro. Take the leap.
Oh my goodness. You know, Brett, there's times when I just picture you in my head. I picture seeing you for the first time. I picture like hugging you so tight. And I just cannot wait to just hug.
She looks like she's got hair follicles on her face.
Hug you and see you.
Dude.
You're seducing me, Tiffany.
Am I?
No, I'm joking. Oh. You seem like such a like understanding and nurturing and loving person. The more I talk to you, I can feel your level of comfort in talking to me. I feel so comfortable.
At least Tiffany has real hair.
With you, because I feel like you fully see who I am and accept me for me. I don't think I've talked much about my oldest brother. He was with his girlfriend for 10 years before they decided to get engaged.
Wow.
And my brother was just excited about being married.
And she cheated.
You know, went to visit. We were, you know, getting fitted for our like tuxedos. And about a week later, his fiance called me like at 3 a.m. and was like, "Hey, I haven't heard from Arvin in a few hours. Have you heard from him?" And I'm like, "No." I'm just almost to a fault, just such an optimistic person. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I'm thinking he's good. Like he just hasn't been able to get to a phone. So I went on to work, and his fiance calls me, and I can just, and her voice is just super, just like firm. And she just says, "Brett, come home. Brett, come home."
Oh no.
And then a few minutes later, my brother calls me.
Did he say his brother or his mother? Hang on a second.
And then a few minutes later, my brother calls me.
Oh, okay. Her brother?
In the moment I pick up the phone, I just hear him crying, just crying. And he's like, "He's gone, he's gone." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "He's gone, he's gone, he's gone."
Oh, his other brother.
My oldest brother is gone. Less than 5 minutes from his house, he somehow lost control of his car and ran off the road. So instead of going to a wedding, our family is getting together to go to a funeral.
A funeral. Ay, 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 ay.
Brett, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Going through.
Oh, that's a weave? There I go. I can never tell.
That experience really made me aware of like my mortality. Like you can picture this great future with somebody, and then you literally wake up one day and this person is gone. That thought like terrifies me. Mm-hmm. I do find myself thinking about like a future with you. And what if we have this great relationship and then in a year something happens and like I don't want to go through that.
Well, I mean, I hear you, Brett, but people die every day. Kids die every day. This is just life.
Your reservations and your feelings are valid, like, period. But I'm not scared about falling for you and knowing what this could be. Like, I go into this very hopeful, giving you the support and love that I think you deserve. When I'm in it, I am fully invested.
Every bitch says this. When I'm in it, I'm in it. No, they're not.
And I will try my hardest to make this work. I am not the type of person to give up on anything.
Shit. That's why you're 36 and single though, right?
Started to really become aware of how into you I am.
I will give her this, though. She has beautiful teeth.
Did you bring flowers? I have not had flowers bought for me in such a long time.
Uh-huh. Amber and I connect on multiple levels. She's got, like, a good sexual energy, and then she's also got a good social energy.
Oh, is this Paul?
And I think to have them both is crucial for somebody that you want to hopefully start a family with.
Yeah, I hope Paul picks Amber just to... I hope Paul picks Amber. If this is Paul, I think it's him. I hope Paul picks Amber just to leave Micah out in the cold. I would love that.
I'm wearing my romantic date shirt. It's black with, like, little red roses on it.
Oh, we would have been matching yesterday.
We're going matchy-matchy in Mexico.
Yeah. Apollo says, would you recommend not telling that story to a woman knowing it will make you shed tears? That's exactly right. I would not tell that story to a woman. Again, this is TV. Love is, you know, this is a reality show. But you should never do that. You shouldn't do that this early. Couple years in, yeah. Maybe it comes up, maybe it comes up, maybe it doesn't. But I would never volunteer that kind of information to a woman. I would never do that.
You sleep in the nude?
No, I don't sleep in the nude.
I do.
Yeah.
I thought I told you that last time.
But, no. Must have been your other girlfriend.
Must have been.
Ew.
There you go.
Literally nobody compares to me.
Literally.
Oh my God. Here goes Amber. Nobody compares to me.
Except for Bliss, but she's taken.
Did you talk to Bliss about what she thought of me when we went on, like, two dates?
I don't think she had much to say.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Did you ask her if she needed glasses?
Did I ask her if she needs glasses?
Yeah, because she couldn't see what you see in me.
Oh my God. This fucking guy.
My cheesy dad jokes.
This fucking...
Just means I'm ready to be a dad, right?
I can't wait to be a mom. I'm very excited about it.
You're like...
It's funny. Paul has a very dry sense of humor.
That sounds kind of good. What else do we need to know to get married? We're pretty much on the same page about kids, religion.
Are you nervous that you won't like what I look like?
No chance.
I definitely want a wedding, you know, like I want to wear the big fancy dress and I want to walk down the aisle again and...
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, again.
God. Uh-oh, she let it slip. Let girls talk long enough, eventually they will tell on themselves.
I didn't mean to say it like that, but I want to walk down the aisle. I married this fool.
Right.
You know, and he got with somebody shortly after. And I just remember that rage. Like, literally, I was just
right.
So mad. Like, your head just spins around backwards.
Yeah.
Paul, dude, I hope to God Paul proposes to this chick. Just because if he proposes to this chick, that will send Micah running back to Kwame. And hopefully Kwame, by then, is gotten with Chelsea.
Just took a lot of time to heal, but I don't want to be jaded. I want the love that I deserve, and I hope that I, you know, can find that.
Have you ever cheated on a spouse? Or...
Yeah, like she's going to tell you that.
Would you?
I'd like to think that I wouldn't, but I think that it would have led down to that road just because I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Translation, I cheated because I wasn't happy.
I think there's always an underlying issue. It doesn't make it okay,
yeah.
But there's always a reason.
She says that doesn't make it okay, but there's always a reason. This woman just said that there is always a reason to cheat. Ay, 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 ay.
Kind of a red flag.
Yes.
Wait, you think that's a red flag with me?
Yes. Sweetheart, you just said, bitch just said there's always a reason to cheat.
There's a reason.
Listen to
this. I wouldn't, but I...
Dude, you let these girls talk long enough, they always tell it themselves. Always. I'm looking forward to walking down the aisle again. Wait. Again? She's like, oops, did I let it slip? Then he asks, okay, have you ever cheated on a spouse? Well, no, but there's always a reason to. What?
I think that it would have led down to that road just because I wasn't happy.
Oh, yeah, she
I
definitely...
I think there's always an underlying issue. It doesn't make it okay,
yeah.
But there's always a reason.
That's it. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. That is a wrap. That's it. This bitch in one conversation just said she's already admitted that she's been married at least once. We know it's twice. And that there's always a reason for cheating. Oh boy.
Kind of a red flag.
Yes.
Wait, you think that's a red flag with me?
Yes, sweetie.
That was in the past. Like, if you're asking me now, like, hell no. Before it got to...
Oh, sweet cheeks, but you said there is always a reason. There is always a reason. Now she's trying to backtrack. Well, that was in the past. No, sweet cheeks. Your past behavior is a pretty good indicator of your future behavior. This is why banks check your credit before they give you a loan or a credit card.
To that point, like, I would end it.
Yeah.
So if I get down on my knees and start to suck the guy's dick, you know what? I'm married. I'm not going to do it. Fuck it. Yeah, Paul's got to get out of there.
You know what I mean?
That's like, the right thing to do.
I mean, and that was a hypothetical, you know, like, it didn't happen. But no, I would never cheat on you because that is not who I am.
Stop the cap.
That is not who I am. Was it who you were? Oh, yeah. Dude, Amber is the dude. She's a hoe. Jay Blaze said it best. Every Amber we... Dude, all the Ambers we know are hoes, man. All the Ambers we know are hoes, man. Yeah, that's it.
I feel weird. I feel, like, really anxious right now. I don't know why.
Damn.
Yes! The reason you feel anxious is because you just revealed yourself. You just revealed your true colors, boo.
Sorry.
You should be sorry.
I really don't want to make you anxious.
What the fuck did she just say?
No, I don't know why.
To you, I'm sorry.
You should be sorry.
I really don't want to make you anxious. You're a sweet something.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Except for when I'm not, which is sometimes like right now. Feeling a little salty.
Are you salty?
Salty about what?
Oof.
Uh-oh, Amber Alert. I love it. This is her nickname, Amber Alert.
Well, it's a good thing I'm more of a salty guy than a sweet guy. I love who you are.
Oh, there's that word.
Am I scaring you?
Oh, my God, Paul.
That doesn't scare me.
I think that they're...
The only reason why I hope Paul and Amber get together is to leave Micah out in the cold. That's the only reason.
There's a greater than likely chance that you and I could seriously walk out of here together. I just want to be...
This is why we know Paul has zero game. This woman just showed her true colors, and Paula's like, nope, I'm good.
Oh my God, I'm like gonna drop shit.
Oh my God, these are so pretty. Wait, these are so gorgeous.
I know, aren't they pretty?
Peonies are my favorite.
Did someone give you these?
Yes. Ooh, you need this. You need
these.
These
are so fucking cute. Hey, these are so...
Now here's Micah. Now she's going to start. She's going to be on her trail.
So pretty. These are like the most beautiful flowers. Oh my God, these are so fucking cute and bright.